What's up, nerds? It's me, your host of the Three Fat Nerds podcast, Rich. And I'm just dropping you a brief line because in a minute, I'm going to be doing an interview with my good friend Mike Ivory, who is the head of the it used to be known as the Mortal Kombat Encyclopedia Project. Now it's Uppercut Editions, and they have just finished a very nice promo book that they will be shopping to Warner Brothers this upcoming weekend, March 6th, 7th, and 8th in Chicago, Illinois for Final Kombat. And we're wishing them all the best luck. And of course, you're going to get to hear a really cool interview. And we're going to keep it a little brief because this interview I'm going to be doing, we're actually going to try to widecast it. We're going to try to send it out. You might hear at different times on other hashtag 607 podcast shows. I know that Ken M from the ODPH told me he'd be interested in playing this for us. Also, you'll be hearing it on Horizon 607 for sure, and some other things. And I'm also going to talk to Mike, and you'll even hear it on the thing. And after he comes back, I'm going to try to get him on for a longer talk about Mortal Kombat just on the regular basic show. And, you know, I'm sure he will come on. I don't want you guys to think that we're trying to cut this short or abbreviate it or anything like that. I just want to get the word out there about this amazing book. Talk about it for a little bit. Find out, you know, we'll let you, you'll hear it here first when I can take pictures of it and put it up a video and stuff of it. We'll talk about it during the interview. But I just want you guys to be aware that this is going to be out there. We want to widespread this as much as possible. We want to give them as much support as possible. And when I do the interview with Mike, that's what I'm going to try to talk about. We're going to try to get as much information about how we can make the Mortal Kombat compendium come out, and I hope I said that right. Compendium. Sorry, I'm horrible with words. We'll see how we can get that out. It's such a nice book. It's got really nice pictures. Really, you know, and this is just the promo version. The promo version is about 50 pages, and it's hardcover. They did a lot of work. Everybody behind this, they should get huge recognition. Let's give a quick shout out because I know their names are listed inside of the book. Let's open it up. They have a nice little foreword from Sean Kittleson. Uppercut Editions is our good friend Mike Ivory, who you will hear. Tommy Gagón, Nash Aguilar, Jeff Krismer, Lindsay Hicks, and Timo Frazier. So we want to give those guys all a shout out for doing their excellent work on the book. And I'm sure Mike will shout them out as well during this awesome interview. As you can tell, I'm in the studio by myself, so that is why I am going all over the place with my talking and stuff. So with that being said, enough from hearing about me. Once again, this is going to be cast widespread. Please support this project. You'll hear us talk about it. When you hear us talk about where to support it, please, please, please support it. The least, we're going to try to give you all the information we can so we can make this happen, because this is an awesome book that needs to come out to the public. So without further ado, here is my interview with Mortal Kombat Compendium author, creator, slash my friend, slash member of Uppercut Editions, Mike Ivory. All right, nerds, we're here. I'm back, and we are about to have a wonderful interview. Of course, my guest is a very good friend of mine. I've known him for a while. I promised him that he didn't have to do any Batman bombs to be on this show. Ladies and gentlemen from Uppercut Editions, my good friend Mike Ivory. How you doing, bud?
Hey, what's going on? Happy to be on, man.
Awesome. We're glad to have you on. So you formerly were known as the Mortal Kombat Encyclopedia Project. I mean, that was a mouthful. So Uppercut Editions, good change. Let me know how this project kind of got started, and you know, how you guys came up with trying to push to get this book out there to the world.
It started in 2015 when Mortal Kombat was approaching the 25-year mark. And we started to see that, you know, there was a saturation with A lot of other games that were celebrating their, or not just games, but like franchises that were celebrating their history. And they were pretty popular among collectors in terms of like Marvel Encyclopedia, Star Wars Encyclopedia. Street Fighter has had multiple now. Tekken's had one. You know, even Darkstalkers, some other games have had one. But Mortal Kombat hasn't, and it's been one of the top five fighting game franchises in the world. The characters are very recognizable. They're household names to a point. And so I kind of kicked it off for fun, and it started as like a petition. And most folks know petitions generally don't go anywhere, as the folks who've tried to get the Last Jedi appealed will know. But we took it from there, and author of the Mortal Kombat X comic books and story lead for Mortal Kombat 11 as well as Injustice 2, Sean Kittleson, kind of lit a fire under our ass and challenged us and said, hey, listen, man, if they're not going to listen to you, make them listen. So we decided to kind of take it into our own hands. And, you know, my team and I, we started to build it from the ground up. It started as just images. And then we said, hey, well, why not just put something together and put it in front of them? So that's where we are now, 5 years in the making. And it's only gotten better and better the way it's looked. And it's gotten a lot of traction.
Oh, absolutely. I probably one of the few people who's had the privilege of seeing kind of your progress as you went, because I have an old PDF file of when it was right in its like infancy of you guys just putting the original one together, and all the way to the fact that I am holding a copy of the promo copy of the book that you gave to me when I was down visiting you. The book looks amazing, by the way. Even though this is just a 50-page promo, this, like, you can just tell from looking at it, the quality is high, the graphics are great, there's a lot of really good content in it. Who was responsible for the majority of the detail of this?
It's a team effort. We do have an author between my author Jeff, also known as Razor's Edge, in the Mortal Kombat scene. He's a known Mortal Kombat lore lord. He does an awesome job. He's very thorough. And then we have an editor who does a lot of our editing. We didn't have previously on the old book, which it now can, you can see it. A lot of the writing is a lot more fluid, and it has the same voice across the whole book. Lindsay Hicks of Gaming Insurrection, she does an awesome job. And then my designer, Tommy, who is the co-founder of Uppercut Editions, he is an incredible amount of work in terms of putting the layout together, finding things that will make more sense in terms of pitching it to our audience. And then we have our asset team who painstakingly cuts out those little images of the characters and grabs all those 4K shots that are in our book. All together, our whole team kind of puts together that thing there. And it's it is a work of love, and I wouldn't be able to do it without them. So, I mean, it's truly a team effort.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, just going through like the promo book, just kind of describing it to him, because it's hard for me to read it on air, but I've had a little bit to digest and read it. There's not many stones you don't, you know, you leave unturned. I mean, it has a great direction. You have like each game and what characters were in the game. You have like there's sections for mini games, stage levels, and of course, you know, the characters. And as you pointed out, there's a lot of screen grabs. You can see like the different looks, the different masks that they've worn, different concept art. You guys did a real painstaking job of like going through and finding all of that stuff, and it looks really great together. So like I said before, I have a 50 page promo book. So the real book, how many pages is that about?
350 pages.
Wow. That's a lot. And, it just dives deeper. Like I said, the promo book has a few different characters, a few different things. You can see where it's going. You can see the definite flow and direction. And, so is it the whole book kind of follow like that? Kind of like the coffee table book that you can flip open and flip through?
Yeah, so the whole book is it's going to be 13 by 11, so it is going to be very large. It's about the size of what you have there, but obviously 350 pages is going to be much, much more content compared to the 50 that is in that promo book. But it's what we're going for is we're trying to combine an art book and the encyclopedia look. So it's a two-for-one type deal, because, you know, a lot of Mortal Kombat has changed a lot over 20, 25 to 20, 26, 27 years, and the characters have looked different in each and every game. So we want to represent that as best as we can. The same thing for the arenas. Like, you know, when you say the pit, you know you uppercut somebody down into the spikes, but some folks don't know how many times the pit has changed over the course of, you know, those years, or, you know, how many times a character has changed their wardrobe. And it's silly to say how many different times or how many different ways can you design a yellow ninja or a blue ninja, but there's a plethora of it. But the idea is to capture this coffee table book and basically celebrate this franchise.
Yeah, I think it does a great job. Just from me looking at it, it does a great job of being a book that you can read, because I did read through it, and it's really interesting to read it and get the points of it. But then after you read it, like most books, think about it, you read a book and then it sits on your shelf. You might reread it someday, but you don't. With this book, you can actually leave it on a coffee table and guests can come over, and even if they don't read it, just flipping through and looking at the pictures is great. Or even just to display it on a case itself, like, and you know, so you know, it's a good conversational piece, especially if you have other friends who are fans of the series. And trust me, there's a lot of them. I mean, the game has pushed a ton of content out there, and over the years, everybody grew up on it. I mean, I'm old enough to remember playing the game on the Sega Genesis system, the original game, and playing the arcade game as well. So, like, it is when you go back and see that, and then the newer fans who, you know, maybe they didn't get in because they're, you know, younger until, you know, Mortal Kombat X or 11, you end up with, you know, it's a good pace for everybody. The other thing I like that you did is you definitely had the highlight of the guest character section, which has become now a staple of Mortal Kombat. Do you expand on that in the 350-page version?
Yeah, we've taken every guest character that's ever appeared in the games, and they all get their own section. They all get a screenshot that demonstrates what their abilities are. And then they each get a screenshot of one of their fatalities. And we break them down with like a mini biography, what their official biography is in the game. In the promo copy, I believe we have a lot of the folks from the newer games, including Kratos, Freddy Krueger, Jason, Leatherface, Alien, and Predator. In the newer one, all the DC characters will be represented that were in Mortal Kombat versus DC. And also the newer guest characters like Terminator, the newer Joker, so Joker will get two spots, and then obviously Spawn with the announcement coming this weekend, so Spawn will also get an announcement in there. But all those characters will get that same love. It's looking to be about, I think it's like 12 pages of just guest characters that are brought in there, so all those guys get love.
Oh, that's awesome. And like I said, that's become a real staple of the franchise, especially in the later years here, especially starting with Mortal Kombat 9 and on, especially with the horror characters. So speaking of this weekend, that's why you're here. This weekend, you have a big weekend planned. You will be in Chicago, Illinois, correct?
Correct.
And what are you looking to achieve, and what are you doing in Chicago?
Ideally, what we're doing is we're taking these promo books out there, and the idea is to pitch this book to Warner Brothers and NetherRealm Studios. It'll be the biggest window of visibility that we have or have ever had with the book. Our whole team will be out there for the first time, so for some of us, it's our first time meeting for the first time. Our asset team is coming out, Timo and Nash, both of those guys, one's from Tennessee, one's from Puerto Rico, and then my buddy Josh will be coming out. And it's our first time going out there as a team to basically, hopefully, go to NetherRealm Studios and say, hey, listen, you know, we've done all the work, and we have, you know, we'll basically put this together for you and do this and see what we can get done for the fans. Outside of that, we're going to go to LCQ, which is Last Chance Qualifier, to hopefully get our name Uppercut Editions out there in the more of the esports scene for the Mortal Kombat players, and hopefully kind of network a little bit more. And then Final Combat, where we'll be working with a number of people, content creators that'll be there, and hopefully get our books some more visibility at the event where they show off Spawn.
Ooh, that's awesome. I mean, that's perfect timing. It's great that you're going to get a chance to like knock out all that at the same time. It definitely puts the book out there, and it definitely, I think there's no way people can't be excited. I mean, I've had this promo book and I have had time to digest it, but just looking at it and flipping through, you can see that there's a lot of work put in and it looks great. While you're out there, I know that you've kind of been back and forth and trying to get this thing done. Is there anything that anybody listening can do to kind of help move this project along, especially if they'd like to see these on the shelves?
They could follow us on Twitter at EncyclopediaMK and help kind of share some of the stuff we put out there. Let at NetherRealm and at Tyler Lansdown on Twitter know that you want the Mortal Kombat Encyclopedia to happen. Those are your folks there. They'd love to hear it. You can also let Sean Kittleson know at Kittleson, Kittelson, Sen, and let him know, you know, that you love the project as well. On Facebook, we're the Mortal Kombat Encyclopedia Project, but it'll say Uppercut Editions on there. So if you just look up Uppercut Editions, you'll find us on Facebook. But basically, anytime, you know, you share any of our stuff to NetherRealm or WB Games, it would be a great help.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll make sure that I go through and put the names in the into the description of the podcast. So that way, if they want to just click on a link, it'll take them there and everybody will remember where they are. So I'll do that. I'll do that due diligence to get it out there. Of course, you guys can't do any crowdfunding or anything like that, or else I'd be plugging that for you.
too bad. Well, Warner Brothers told us no.
Yeah. You can't piss them off, especially when you're trying to get this done. With that, though, I'm going to, after this weekend, we're going to find some free time, have you come on the main Three Fat Nerds podcast. We can jump deep into the lore, maybe even have you come on for, the whole show or something, have a lot of fun with Diesel and Ron, who unfortunately could not be here because they're both working. I was going to make a clever joke about how they both had the coronavirus, but then we might get well wishes for them and we can't have that here. And trust me, what Diesel has is not the coronavirus. We'll have you on there. And hopefully, like I said, we're going to try to get this out. If you're listening on another podcast, I was passing this out to a bunch of our podcast friends. And hopefully, you know, to like make it a little wider. Hopefully you guys can, get the word out there, trying to do our best to help out. Because, we like to help out our friends. And we're also all about doing the DIY stuff. So you guys have been awesome. And we've had discussions about this before in the past on the show, and it's done very well. So hopefully we can get this out there and cast a wider net as you guys are trying to make this thing happen. So in closing, you got anything you want to say?
No. And I thank you guys for your support. And I look forward to being on again with all three of you guys, and give us a follow on social media and help us get the word out even more. And, you know, that's all that really helps. I mean, fan support is everything, and it's the reason we are where we are right now.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Mike, for coming on the show. Thank you for, doing this interview with us. And like I said, I hope everybody out there listening, please go to the Twitter, go to Facebook, go to their page, like their page, follow them. More importantly, pound it out and make sure that the people who need to hear that we want this to come out, have it come out. We will be, as soon as you tell me we can, we will be putting up some pictures and videos on our end as well. So good luck in Chicago, and we'll be right back.
You're falling apart, and you know it. You try and try to hide it, but you show it. I need you to know, I felt it too. And I'm still trying to figure it out, just like you. Just like you. You never did, you never took the time to ask how I felt, assuming that I'd be okay, just like everybody else.